This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're with Louise Taffer and Athos Syrianos, and it's time to look at all of the action in Europe, particularly the English Premier League. If you are a Liverpool fan, you might want to
tune off right about
turn
now.
Turn off. Because congratulations to Manchester City, who have taken out their second consecutive English Premier League title. They defeated Brighton, unfortunately for Matty Ryan, but they defeated him and his side 4-1 on the night. And Liverpool got a 2-0 win over Wolves. They unfortunately only had one loss this season and still didn't manage to wrap up the EPL title. How does that happen?
Manchester City nor Liverpool deserved to finish second. They both deserved to win the championship. As I don't know how that sounds, but yeah, they both deserved to finish first in the end. It was ridiculous how they didn't win the title. It's remarkable how you can accumulate 97 points throughout the season, lose one game, as you mentioned, which actually happened to be against Manchester City. So maybe that could be used to favour Manchester City. But at one point, Liverpool sat 9 points clear on top of City, and they, of course, lost that game. They had a few draws, which allowed City to come back. But City were ultimately crowned premiers and for the second season in a row, which is something quite difficult to do in the Premier League. We've seen the last few years in particular with the rise of City and Chelsea and these kind of sides that it's become a lot more difficult to win consecutive titles, considering like the days of Sir Alex Ferguson at Manchester United.
It is, but I think in the English Premier League now you've got mid-table clubs like Wolves, who are newly promoted to the Premier League this season, who are recruiting really well and making it hard and harder for the top teams to basically compete against. And that's what we saw this season. But for Manchester City to take out the EPL title second consecutive season in a row is commendable. But they are one of the biggest spending clubs in the world, if not the biggest.
They spend a lot of money on a right back, so I'd say that they're certainly up there.
And what do they have to show for it in the UEFA Champions League?
Not much.
Nothing.
Not much.
Nothing is the answer.
Their highest finish was a semi-final where they lost to Real Madrid, who did go on to win it eventually, so no mean feat there. But especially under Pep Guardiola these last two seasons, they haven't been able to progress very far, not even to the final. They're yet to win one. That'd be the thing yet to tick off on the bucket list. They've won the EFL Championship, the Old Capital One Cup this season. They won the Premier League. They've got the FA Cup soon against Watford. So a treble would be pretty impressive, no mean feat. But I agree with you. They need to win that Champions League. They need European success to really establish themselves as an immortal type of side, as a side worthy of being crowned the best in Europe.
They do. And it's not really a good reflection if you are the biggest spender in the world and yet you can't really get too far in the UEFA Champions League. I mean, if you're recruiting for that competition, surely you should be able to get a little bit further each season. But they have not won any UEFA Champions League trophies as of yet. When might be the time for Pep Guardiola, and how much more time do you think Manchester City will give him?
Well, he's just won two Premier League trophies, so I'd say.
But is that good enough?
I'd say so. The Premier League's a tough league, and I'm sure he accumulated 100 points last season and 98 points this season, so that's never been done before. So I'd say his job's pretty safe. Of course, Europe is the next step, and it's a long way back for them now, but they'll have to start from scratch in the Champions League. You're always confident with Manchester City that they'll at least make the quarterfinals, and I think it'll be up to them now to progress through to the next round. It was quite unfortunate and unlucky that they did go down to Tottenham the way they did, but that was just due to Tottenham giving everything they had. It was a great game of football. It really could have gone either way. So those are the fine margins in the Champions League, and I'm sure City will be all the better for it in this next campaign.
Contrasting fortunes, unfortunately, though, for their crosstown rival, who's not really a rival anymore. Manchester United, who, as predicted at the start of the season, finished sixth, miss out on UEFA Champions League action for next season. And unsurprisingly, were defeated by Cardiff City this morning.
A relegated Cardiff City.
How does that happen?
It happens if the Manchester United players, their minds aren't there, if they're already off on holidays. They didn't really have anything to play for, and I think that was the most disappointing part, that they weren't able to end their season on a high and at least give their fans some hope of some kind of rejuvenation. For me, the only way back now for Manchester United, they really have to go out and they have to win the Europa League like they did under Mourinho. They have to win that, because Champions League football in the Premier League is no certainty for Manchester United anymore. They've got Liverpool's come up. You're competing with Arsenal, City, Tottenham and Chelsea, who are all pretty good. United is no longer the standalone team. So for me, they really have to go out and win the Europa League title, like one of Arsenal or Chelsea will do. They have to establish that. That's probably the first step in getting back to where they want to be, because as we know, you can't quite change things too dramatically overnight, or else it could go pear-shaped. But I think the Europa League...
And I think over one transfer window, you can't change too much. That'll have to happen over a number of transfer windows, because they need to rebuild. That is the fact.
They
need to get rid of players and rebuild. Lukaku, they all need to go.
We have seen how difficult it can be for sides who bring in so many new players. We saw West Ham experience that this season when they brought in basically a whole squad and started the season 0-4. But for United, they really have to start taking those small steps. They will be good enough to finish in the top six. They will be competing for top four next season. There's no doubt about that. But they just have to somehow follow a process and have faith in the people running the club and have faith in their players that they can get back to winning titles. It's certainly not beyond them.
And elsewhere in the English Premier League, Tottenham drew 2-2 with Everton and take out fourth place on the table. Just slightly, though. 1 point ahead of fifth place Arsenal. Yep. And Chelsea's only 1 point ahead of them.
And, of course, Tottenham will face Liverpool in the Champions League final. Chelsea did enough to get back to third on the table after what was quite an underwhelming season for them. After they lost sight of the Premier League title, they sort of lost relevancy a bit, and I'm sure they'll want to get back up there very soon. Over in Italy, the title race might have been over back in December, but the race for fourth is really heating up. At the moment, that position is occupied by Inter Milan, and sitting behind them is AC Milan and Roma, 1 point each, and behind them is Torino. A number of sides can still finish fourth in Italy. It's quite remarkable. That race is really heating up. Inter, of course, have that game in hand, and they will play very soon. They'll play, I think, tomorrow morning against Chievo at 5 a.m. at home. So a win for Inter could be quite handy in their race for Champions League football.
And I don't think anyone thought that Roma were going to defeat Juve 2-0.
No, they didn't, and this is probably the best time to play Juve. So Juve's opponents for the next 2 weeks will be in a great position to beat them. Though you don't see Juventus losing their last few games of the season. You'd expect all their stars to stand up and deliver. Napoli, of course, they're locked in second position. They'll be playing Champions League football. Atalanta, they're 2 points clear of Inter in third, I should say, but their position is not safe just yet. They still need a few wins, and they're a very exciting team to watch. A lot of Italian fans have almost adopted them as a second side and really want them to do well. So very exciting to see Atalanta in the Champions League next season, unless things go the other way for them and they somehow miss out.
Hopefully they can make it. But as you say, a few teams competing for Champions League competition next season. In the Bundesliga, Athos, the title race will go down to the final day. Because
will it though?
We saw Dortmund, they defeated Fortuna Dusseldorf 3-2 to close the gap. So it's only 2 points behind their rivals, Bayern München. Can there be an upset on the final day for Bayern? They are at home, though, and to Eintracht Frankfurt, who are still within...
They're still thereabouts.
They're sixth.
And they need a win themselves. If they win, they can still jump to fourth, should Bayer Leverkusen and Mönchengladbach lose. So Frankfurt still has a lot to play for. They do not want to lose sixth spot, because, of course, if they lose and Wolfsburg win, they will drop to seventh, which means no European football, full stop. But Bayern Munich, considering they haven't lost in their last few games, and Borussia Dortmund, it's quite upsetting for them. We thought we were going to have something different in Germany with Dortmund the standout team for so long. But Munich, they are the champions for a reason. They're one of the best clubs in the world for a reason. And they asserted their dominance right back up on the German football table.
Hopefully we'll see maybe some surprises on the final day in Germany.
Yeah, lots to play for. The race for fourth there is, again, very exciting, with fourth to ninth only separated by 5 points. So a lot of different permutations and a lot of things could go many different ways in that competition.
And in Ligue 1, nothing too extraordinary. We know that PSG have already wrapped up the title there, and the top four is pretty much secured.
There you go, business as usual. PSG won the title once again. Louise, has there been a particular match or moment in Europe this season which has stood out for you?
Oh,
with the season coming to an end?
Too many. But I'd have to say what's happened in the UEFA Champions League this season. Just so many different narratives that have just been thrilling to watch throughout the whole campaign.
As good as I think Liverpool and Tottenham were, I thought Lionel Messi's performance against Manchester United and Liverpool in the first leg has to be admired. It was inspirational stuff from him, really leading from the front. We speak a lot about his individual brilliance, and while Barcelona as a collective are brilliant, Messi leads that team so well. And when that team is in trouble, he does all he can, and he produces moments of brilliance to make sure that Barcelona get over the line.